The Song of Songs, chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. This is the word of the Lord. On my bed by night, I sought him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but found him not. I will rise now and go about the city. In the streets and in the squares, I will seek him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but found him not. The watchmen found me as they went about in the city. Have you seen him whom my soul loves? Scarcely had I passed them when I found him whom my soul loves. I held him and would not let him go, until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her who conceived me. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or the does of the field, that you not stir up or awaken love until it pleases. What is that coming up from the wilderness like columns of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all the fragrant powders of a merchant? Behold, it is the litter of Solomon. Around it are 60 mighty men, some of the mighty men of Israel, all of them wearing swords and expert in war, each with his sword at his thigh against terror by night. King Solomon made himself a carriage from the wood of Lebanon. He made its posts of silver, its back of gold, its seat of purple. Its interior was inlaid with love by the daughters of Jerusalem. Go out, O daughters of Zion, and look upon King Solomon with the crown with which his mother crowned him on the day of his wedding, on the day of the gladness of his heart. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Our Lord in heaven, open our ears that we may hear what you would have us to hear, and our eyes to see what you would have us to see, and our hearts to cherish what you would have us to cherish. We pray in the name of your Son. Amen. The Song of Songs is the song of marriage. And every marriage begins on the day of one's wedding. That day when the two become one flesh, when the man and the woman are both naked and not ashamed, when their only garment is love. It is a day of glory, and we see that glory here. See the glory with which Solomon was arrayed on the day of his wedding. That glory, it is at first hidden. It is at first unseen. What is that coming up from the wilderness like columns of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all the fragrant powders of a merchant? see how the fragrance of him is known before he himself is known, before he himself is seen. And then at last, all is revealed. Behold, it is the litter of Solomon. But what is a litter? It is a seat with rings at its base, and those rings are for poles, and those poles are then carried on the shoulders of men. The one who is seated upon a litter, he is lifted up above men. And the litter that we have here, it is more than a seat. It is like a carriage. For this seat is surrounded by posts, and its back is enclosed. This litter of Solomon, it is more than a seat. It resembles a royal chamber. And surrounded by the mighty men of Israel, what do we see but the King of Israel coming in his glory? But remember this day. It is the day of his wedding. And so this litter, this carriage, this chamber, it is not for Solomon alone. He comes in this litter on the day of his wedding. It is a place that he has prepared not only for himself, but also for his bride. See its interior. We are told its interior was inlaid with love by the daughters of Jerusalem. It was inlaid with love, and it was a place for love. And so this litter, this chamber of glory, this litter, it is a carriage of joy. Is not for Solomon alone. Is also for his bride. It is a place not only for himself, but also for her. And we see it is not only a place of glory and not only a place of joy, it is also a place of safety. See how this place in which the king dwells, it is a place of safety. It is surrounded by 60 mighty men. Each one of them armed with a sword at his thigh. And for what purpose? Against terror by night. This answers a concern that was raised at the beginning of the chapter, one that we considered last Lord's Day, which was the safety of the woman. Her safety as she sought the one whom her soul loves, as she wandered the city by night but found him not. We wondered if she would be safe, for the city by night is not a place of safety. And when at last she found the one whom her soul loves, we wondered if she would be safe with him. But now see the litter of Solomon. See this place that he has prepared for his bride. It is a place of safety. It is a place of protection. It is a place of refuge. It is a place of peace because it is protected against the terror of the night. This chamber is a place of peace because it is a place that does not know terror in the night. The woman will be safe here. She will be protected here. But do not think it is only her body that will be protected. Do not think it is only her body that will be safe. Here, her soul also will be protected. Here, her soul also will be safe. For as we noted before, the exterior of the chamber is not only protected with swords, but the interior of this chamber is inlaid with love. It is surrounded in love. It is a place of love, a place made in love, and a place made for love. This chamber, it is a bulwark against violence from without. But it is also a refuge from violence from within. See here how marriage is to be a place that is free from terror by night. And so you see how wrong it is when a marriage itself becomes a place of terror. When the marriage bed becomes a place of terror by night. When any of our daughters or sisters do not lie there protected. When they are not safe there, body and soul. It is a betrayal of the worst kind. It is an act of faithlessness that is most heinous. A marriage is meant to be inlaid with love. It is a place made in love. It is a place made for love. In that place, no daughter of Jerusalem should fear the terror of the night. In that place, the daughters of Zion should lie down in safety. This litter of Solomon, it is a chamber of glory. It is a chamber of peace. And it is a chamber of joy. For again, it is not for himself alone. That glory, that peace, that joy is not for himself alone. Indeed, it cannot be had alone. For it is not good that man should be alone. The glory, the peace, the joy of that place, it is to be shared, and it is in its sharing that glory, peace, and joy is truly known. For consider God himself, who is a communion of persons. If the glory of God, if the peace of God, if the joy of God is known in that communion of persons, is it possible that a man might attain true glory and true peace and true joy without communion? It cannot be. And so this carriage of Solomon, it is not for himself alone. It is also for the one to whom he is united on the day of his wedding. But every wedding consists of two parties, the bridegroom and the bride. Now we see the bridegroom, but where is the bride? Where is the bride on the day of Solomon's wedding? We see her in verse 11. She is the crown with which his mother crowned him. This crown with which Solomon is crowned. This crown is the woman. This crown is his bride. As we read in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4, an excellent wife is the crown of her husband. Or 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 7, woman is the glory of man. The crown of Solomon, the glory of Solomon, it is his bride. And see, the bride is not only his crown, she is not only his glory, she is also his joy. She is the gladness of his heart. It is not only his love that is better than wine, it is hers as well. And as wine gladdens the heart, so her love gladdens his. And in this we see that it is not only the husband that may threaten the joy of marriage. It is the wife as well, if she is resolved to make the heart of her husband bitter. And of course, she has such power, for the two become one flesh. And if it would be a true communion, it is not only the wife who is naked before her husband. It is the husband who is naked before his wife. It is not only the wife who is made vulnerable on account of her husband, but the husband makes himself vulnerable on account of his wife. She entrusts herself to him, so he entrusts himself to her. He does not shield himself from her. He gives himself wholly to her. The whole of his flesh he puts into her hands. Truly, then, she is the gladness of his heart. She is his glory. She is his joy. But now we return to that mystery with which we began. That glory that was at first hidden. But is that coming up from the wilderness like columns of smoke? What is that surrounded by fragrance of myrrh and frankincense, made with silver and purple and cedar of Lebanon covered with gold? All of these things describe the litter of Solomon. But they do not only describe the litter of Solomon. All of these things, they describe also the sanctuary of God. Sanctuary made of cedar and covered in gold. That sanctuary whose fragrance is frankincense and myrrh. What then is this coming up from the wilderness like columns of smoke? Who is this coming up from the wilderness like columns of smoke? Is the one who came up from the wilderness in the midst of his people like a pillar of cloud. It is the one who came up from the wilderness, seated upon the ark, carried upon the shoulders of priestly men. Is the Lord himself. And for what purpose did he come? That he might give himself to his people. That he might take a people to himself. That he might be wed to them. That they might be wed to him. That he might be a husband to her. And that she might be his bride. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 3. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called, My delight is in her, and your land married, for the Lord delights in you. As the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. Here is a great wonder. The sanctuary of the Lord coming to us as a place prepared not only for himself, but also for his people, for his bride. Here is a greater wonder. This Lord, the Lord of glory, the one who is glory. His people, his bride, she becomes to him a crown of glory. And here is a greater wonder still. This Lord, Lord of joy, the one who is the fullness of joy. His people, his bride, she becomes the gladness of his heart. See his sanctuary. It is inlaid with love. Was made in love. It was made for love. Now we come to the greatest wonder of all. It is the wonder of this day. It is the wonder of this night. For on this night, the Lord of glory was born in our likeness. He was born in our flesh. Yet he did not come to us in the carriage of gold. He came in the womb of a virgin. Yet that womb was inlaid with love. It was made in love. It was made for love. It did not come as a king seated upon a throne, but as an infant laid in a manger. He was not surrounded by mighty men, but only by his father and his mother to protect him against the terror of the night. Has anyone made himself more vulnerable for another? But see, it is he who protects us from the terror of the night. Is this not why there was laid before him gold and frankincense and myrrh? Who is this one? It is our bridegroom. Is our husband. Is our Lord. and by the offering of himself in our likeness. By the sacrifice of himself in our flesh, he has prepared a chamber of glory, a chamber of peace, a chamber of joy, not only for himself, but for us. It is a place made in love. It is a place made for love. Here we behold the wonders of his love. The church is his crown. The church is the gladness of his heart. And of this we may be certain, for see, he gives to us his body. He puts into our hands the whole of his flesh. With him you may lie in safety, body and soul. Born this night, he has freed us from the terror of the night. He is our glory. He is our peace. He is our joy. What is that coming up from the wilderness? Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Let us bow before him and offer ourselves to him in love. Amen.